to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Joining us today is fashion expert for the Today Show, Wendy Williams, and E! Entertainment News. She hosts the Style Network's two-time Emmy-nominated series, How Do I Look?, and co-hosts the popular show, The Real. She's partnered with Biogen and Self.com to help people living with RMS, relapsing multiple sclerosis. Welcome to the show, Jeannie Mai. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. How are you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you taking the time to call in. You're calling in from Poland right now, all the other end of the world. So appreciate you being with
us. Yes, but I'm excited to be here with you guys.
That's fantastic. Now, you started your career behind the scenes as a makeup artist for some very well-known celebrities, including Sarah Jessica Parker, Alicia Keys, yes. Jennifer Aniston, and Christina Aguilera. Share with us, how did the tables turn when you ended up being in front of the camera?
You know, I always had a passion to motivate women through style. You know, my mom was such a huge fashionista in my life. She immigrated here from Vietnam to the States, and she taught me that your image allows you to teach people how to respect you within the first 3 seconds that they lay their eyes on you. So, you know, as I became blessed with the understanding of how to dress women's bodies, and I, you know, became known for this and worked with, you know, beautiful women of different shapes, Alicia Keys, like you know, Christina Aguilera. My biggest passion, though, was to bring it home and to style women who didn't have the accessibility to stylists and, you know, that life of just kind of having somebody tell you what to wear. These women were going to work, getting up with their kids, dropping them off at school, and they need to feel valuable and awesome, too. So it's part of the reason why, you know, my idea of fashion, my love for fashion, helped me to connect better with my Aunt Lynn, who is living with RMS, or relapsing multiple sclerosis. And so now, today, I'm here with you guys because I'm excited to talk about how my love for fashion and for personal style has now transcended into helping my Aunt Lynn relate better with her condition and be able to manage everyday issues differently with some simple style tips.
Right. So share with us your personal reasons. So you mentioned your aunt was diagnosed with the
yes.
RMS?
That's correct. She was diagnosed with RMS a few years ago. And I just saw that our relationship started to change as my Aunt Lynn's everyday lifestyle became different for her. You know, if we went to take a walk, she couldn't take walks as normally as she could before. Or if we went shopping, carrying even her handbag just became cumbersome and difficult for her. So at first, you know, I didn't know how to help, and I guess I overthought it. And when I just kind of looked at my closet and started looking at Runway magazines and thinking, what would Aunt Lynn like to just make some simple swaps that could be just small but impactful changes for her everyday life? Something as simple as the backpack. You know, there's really cool, chic backpacks nowadays for 2015. It's a very hip look. I'm actually carrying one around Poland on my travels now. But I didn't realize that when I showed my Aunt Lynn these backpacks that Diane von Furstenberg was making, and also, you know, a lot of the street stylists were wearing, when she switched out her handbag and put her things into this backpack, she was like, oh my God, I'm so cool. I'm so on trend. And I didn't have to forego, you know, my handbag and my essentials that I carry. So I started to just do these small but impactful swaps to her closet. The backpack was one. The next one was a wedge low heel instead of, you know, throwing away all of her heels and making her wear flats. She kind of felt like she was losing out on the fun girliness of not being able to wear flats. And I was like, guess what, Aunt Lynn? Wedges are kind of so much bigger than heels for this year.
Plus, that would help her balance as well, and it's interesting because you're looking at a closet saying, all right, what can we do to help physically your aunt and also make her feel better by increasing her fashion so she looks in the mirror and she's excited about life and feels good. And when you feel good and look good, you function better, right? Is that kind of the concept?
That's right, doctor, yes. I call it wear-a-pee. Wear-a-pee is the ability use your clothing to enhance your mood, to change your mood. And my Aunt Lynn, now living with RMS, is able to take a different look at everyday life with RMS with these small but impactful swaps that she's made with her closet. And the best part is, part of my tips are on a website called self.com. I've united with Self Bloggers and Biogen to help all women out there be able to live with RMS by making small but impactful changes. So you'll see not only my style tips, but you'll see diet tips, you'll see travel tips, you'll see lifestyle tips at home, decorating tips, all these great things that you can easily, accessibly get to so that you can just reimagine your life with RMS.
You know, it's interesting. I have several patients with RMS, and because a common lack of something, as you mentioned, is movement. They have inability to move. I recommend swimming and exercise in the pool, and it seems to help a lot because it eliminates gravity. It makes moving easier. What about yoga or Tai Chi? Wouldn't that be beneficial to improve balance and coordination as well?
That's a great idea, too. And the best part is if you go to self.com, you'll actually see our specific bloggers from Self give you some great lifestyle and workout tips for RMS.
That's fantastic. Great stuff. One thing I want to ask you, you know, as a makeup artist and fashion expert, you started out working for celebrities, then you moved up in ranks to have people at your beck and call. And I've treated celebrities in my practice, and I've noticed a big difference in how some of them treat members of their staff. I've heard wonderful things that your staff considers you family. Is there any celebrity in particular that treated you with respect that maybe shaped how you treat those helping you shine for the camera?
Ooh, I think that's a great question. Alicia Keys was always so inspiring to me. She's one of those women who just is so thankful and so appreciative that you almost forget she's a celebrity because she's such a dear friend. She's such a, but she's got this energy about her that makes you feel like you've known her for years. And she's always had that very old soul to her. I would say that's definitely
Alicia Keys. Yeah, I figured that. She seems like she would be. You know, to me, you're the true definition of mover and shaker. I was researching you. You from co-hosting the Miss USA pageant to hosting an Emmy-nominated series to your product endorsements, now supporting RMS. How do you balance your life? What does Jeannie do to unwind and decompress?
That's a great question. You know, my favorite thing that I do, Doctor, is I keep a notebook by the side of my bed, and because I feel like for women especially, we tend to kind of wake up with a to-do list that's always so long that we've got to get to, and then we go to sleep with a to-do list that we are preparing for the next day or didn't get done that day then. So what I like to do is when I wake up, the first thing I do before I think about anything else is to write down I've got one to two things that I am so looking forward to or I'm so appreciative of. And then at the end of the night, I top off my list so I have a third thing, whether it's something exciting or something unexpected that happens. This notebook has become one of my favorite notebooks to just kind of go through to cheer me up whenever I need to, because it's just I have years of them. And they're funny things from, like, a compliment sent to me, you know, on a random day, or a friend surprised me, or an unexpected outcome of a situation. And these things are just, you know, things that we take for granted, and they become just moments that we forget if we just kind of go through our day worrying about what we have to do. So I think writing them down and looking for them in my memory before I go to bed and right when I wake up is the best refresh time to kind of visit these times.
I love that. You look at the positive. Don't write down all the bad things that happen. Write down the good. Focus on the good. See it before you go to bed. Wake up. I love that attitude. It's about not worrying about your windows aren't working.
Yes.
Maybe you're leaking, but your roof is strong and you're not getting wet when it rains. Look at the positive.
Correct. That's so great to say. Yeah, that's a great way to say it.
It is great information. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for sharing such great information. And thanks for being with us from Gdańsk, Poland today. And to learn more about Self and Biogen's program on how to live a healthier and more productive life with RMS, you can go to self.com, reimagine myself. You can follow Jeannie on Twitter at Jeannie Mai. And of course, for our daily health tweets, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. That's at Dr. David Friedman. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole, as always, with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.